Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever you might be. How are you today, this wonderful day? Today is the last Monday in June, and how does it get any better than that? So how has your summer started? Have you been enjoying it yet? Summer solstice, that was, we experienced the energies coming in last weekend. And to talk about the energies coming in and going out, back in, what is it, April 21st, we welcomed the spring energy. Those energies were meant to, like spring cleaning that we do every spring, was meant to release and take out everything that's no longer beneficial to your life, everything that's not a contribution to your life, whether you were ready or not. That's how the energies work. Energies, the universe, your higher self, get in agreement, saying this is no longer good for you, and therefore whether the being consciously agrees or not, it does not matter. Things that are meant to go, they go. Relationships are meant to go that are not working. They just, you know, things happen, things are created, and somehow or other, people just go their own path. If something is not good for you, a job or so, friendships, they go. And it's good to let go. Don't try to hold on to something that it's time to go, because you're going to be hurting you more than anybody else. You and the other person more than likely have already left. One time I had a call from a listener, and she was talking about her in a relationship, and her husband had already moved on, and he had moved moved from home. He already was in another relationship, but she wanted him back. And no matter what, she wanted him back. Why would you want something or someone that doesn't want you? He's already moved on. And her reason was because of religion. She vowed in marriage that it will be until death do us part. Well, do you really want to be unhappy the rest of your life? He's also not going to be happy. More than likely, he's going to be stepping out. And isn't it, wouldn't it be better to let him go? And that way you create a space for somebody better to come around, somebody to be a contribution to your life, come around. But surprisingly enough, most people would rather be in a bad relationship than alone. So where are you holding on to things, holding on to people that it's not a contribution to you? Or holding on to not things, but holding on to jobs and holding on to memberships or what have you, that it's no longer a contribution to you? It's now the time to let it go. If you don't let it go and it's no longer a contribution to you, the energies are going to make sure it's removed from your hands. It's yanked out of your hands, let's say. So if you love something, let it go. Set it free. If it comes back to you, then think about it again. Think about it if you really want it. But don't, just because you took an oath or vow or promise that you would do something, doesn't mean you have to continuously do it, because you can make another choice. So at least that's my point of view. My point of view is, if it's no longer working for me, time to let go and make room for something or someone better to come along. So if you pay attention to your pattern, something better usually shows up when you let it go, when you don't try to hold on to something. Okay, so the spring energies were about cleaning house. Now, the summer energy is about grounding. But before that can happen, you have to let everything that has to go, go. And then the summer energies are here for you to ground all of these, everything. The energies are very strong coming in, and just ground. And how do you ground? You take walks in nature. You hug trees. You wear amethyst. Amethyst is a very good stone to ground yourself with. Also, you watch what you eat. There's some everything, all the plants that are roots, like carrots and potatoes. Those plants are grounding plants. So watch what you eat. And also, being in nature, you might have also paid attention that this past week, you might have been very lethargic, very sleepy, and that's okay. There's no need to judge you. But these energies are very tiresome for your body, and your body's going through a lot of changes, a lot of changes. So if you feel that you have to sleep extra hours, do that. If you have feel that you have to take a nap and you're able to, do that. Don't make yourself wrong. And honor your body. Honor your body. Ask your body, what other vitamins, body, do you need any vitamins? Do you need extra vitamins? Do you need something more? These are trying energies. They really, this is the first time we have gone through all of this. So be gentle with yourself more than anything else. So what we're going to do today, as you have noticed, a lot of things are happening out there, right? Political instability, financial instability, the stock market is going up and down, and we lost a whole ton, a whole lot of money on Friday. But that's okay. Depends on how you look at it, right? We lost it on paper. Now, if you look at it, now it's a good time to buy. Everything's on sale, 50% off or maybe 75% off. Unfortunately, the one stock I follow and the one that I buy, he went up $1.50 on Friday instead of going down. That's the one stock that went up. I'm not unhappy, but, you know, when the market goes down, I see it as an opportunity to buy. And unfortunately, my stock, did not. So that was interesting. I was laughing about that. But remember, we are not going to have the same patterns as we used to have before. Everything is the new way of operating. Everything is going to be new. You wake up, you might have one government in power. You go to sleep and you wake up the next day, it might be a completely different government in power. And that's going to happen in some countries. No need to get scared. No need to be afraid. Right now, the fear is running rampant, if you can feel it. Okay? So what we're going to do tonight, we are going to do the room clearing process because we want to get clear the space before we do our other processes. Then we're going to do a process, a shield of protection process as well, so that whenever you guys feel you're feeling others, you start feeling anxious, anxiety, fear, hopelessness, or what have you, more likely it's not yours. So what you do is if you listen to this shield of protection process, listen to it daily, and then you'll be protected for the whole day. And then the more you use it, the more you will only have to use it every so often. And then eventually you'll use it like maybe once a week or so. But the more you use it at the beginning, you might have to do it daily until all you have to do is think of the shield protection process and boop, it'll come up for you. Okay? And then what we're going to do is because of the fear that's going on right now, we're going to do, there's nothing like knowing like trusting your knowing, being aware of what's going to happen, or if you have to move right now, and your gut tells you move now, and you listen to your gut. You have your awareness. You listen to your awareness, and then a tree branch falls right where you're standing, right? That's when you start listening to your awareness. So we're going to do a process for awareness so that as you're going to be listening to a whole lot of stuff about how the world's coming to an end, how a meteor or something is Earth, and it's going to be doomsday. Okay, you just put your protection shield on so that others' thoughts and emotions do not come into your space. And then you listen to your awareness. Is this true? Is it true for you? And you don't go into panic. You don't go into fear. Because the more you fear, the more you feed fear and panic, the bigger it grows. And then it's kind of like a snowball effect. The more you feed it, the bigger it gets. The more you feed it, the bigger it gets. The more you feel it, the bigger it gets. And then it goes out of control. Okay? So it's all about staying calm and relaxed and just listening to your awareness. Okay? So you guys ready? Good. Let's go ahead and take a deep breath. Just be comfortable. And if we have time at the end of the, after we're done with the three processes, I'll throw in another activation so that to calm whatever is going on in your lives, and you can just direct the energies to do so. But let's go ahead and take a deep breath and exhale. Please do not operate or do not drive or operate heavy machinery while you listen to this. The energies are being recorded, therefore they'll be here when you come back to it. Take another deep breath. And exhale. Job. Now, the clearing process. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. I intend to clear this room of all negative information. I allow my awareness to expand so that accessing the Creator's discernment, I am able to completely remove every negative influence, attachment, and memory from this room and myself. I feel the changes that confirm the clearing, and I am filled with gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And exhale. How about protecting yourself? So, we're going to be, this is the shield protection, so that others' emotions, feelings do not interfere with you. They can still have it, but you'll be in this bubble. So take a deep breath and exhale. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings, creation. I intend to build a shield to be protection for my entire body. I use the very material of the Creator and build a shield. My immune system can be restored to the Creator's standard. And I have protection for my entire body. I apply the shield to the information about my immune system. I illuminate this information with the light of my soul, and the light spreads to regenerate my stem cells. The shield forms a rectangular shape and positions itself in front of my most vulnerable area. I accept this protection with gratitude. And all you have to say, whenever you need it, is chill now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Job. Now, let's go ahead and do the process for awareness. I connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. My intention with this healing is to open and expand my awareness so that I may more readily understand, grasp, and share the concepts of regeneration healing in my life. I can understand, grasp, and share going on in the world right now. I find that my ability to understand what's going on, to perceive what's going on, is magnified as I persevere with my studies. I am guided to new and better ways to use each process and expand its effectiveness. I appreciate the feeling of support and love that surrounds me as I progress through my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Fear can be our friend because it's what we use in a case of in a case where you might be in a situation that requires you to be extra aware. Flight or fight, right? It's due to fear because you're afraid. Now you're doing this extra of either fighting or fleeing the situation. So let's go ahead and get a multidimensional energy to clear unfounded fears from our body. And whatever you might be afraid of, say it out loud and just allow the energy. You're going to get it and transmute it to whatever it has to be transmuted. Allow fear no more to rule your life. And let's go ahead and expand this energy to your lifetime, past lifetimes, future lifetimes, this lifetime, other dimensions, lifetime. Let's also go ahead and extend the energy to your lineage, your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, your siblings, future generations. And allow this energy to work at the subconscious level as well. That's where most of the fear is found at. Lower your barriers. Lower your barriers and let the energies come in. Remember, your higher self is the one in control. It can never hurt you. This energy can never hurt you. Whatever is coming up for you, it's what you're willing to give up now. And that's okay. You don't have to give up everything today. You can come back tomorrow, listen to this again, and another layer will come up. Another layer will come up. And you're safe. You are always safe. Your higher self keeps you safe. Whatever it is that you're having a challenge with, bring it up to the energies as well. If you need assistance in somewhere in your body, direct those energies to your body. Allow yourself the luxury of giving up the worries to the energies. No need to carry them. And watch it just be swept away. It's okay to ask for help. Go ahead and unplug from the fear the collective consciousness is going through. Let's unplug from the fear and plug into joy. Let's unplug from this 3D world and plug into the 5D. Job. Let's go ahead and ground the energy. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energy from the earth. Up your feet, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. Up your feet, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Remember, disconnect from the news, disconnect from the TV, disconnect from newspapers. It's all about sensationalism. It's all about hype. It's all about making things more sensational so that people buy and watch this coverage. The step behind the wall. Be an spectator. But don't get involved. Use the shield now. Command. Bring up the shield so that you don't get inundated by all those people's emotions, thoughts, feelings. And allow yourself luxury of your awareness. Listen to your gut feeling. If you just have a gut feeling to move out of the way, move out of the way. And then watch the tree branch fall. If you get the feeling that you have to get out of the building now, get out of the building. When you're ready, rub your hands together, rub your face, and open your eyes. So, my friends, do you choose your own discernment as to what's right and what's not right for you? It's all about you. Allow things to go. Ground yourself. Ground. Use amethyst to help you ground. Watch your vitamin intake. Give your body a rest if you need it, and more than likely you will. And allow the energy to assist you. Don't go against the energy. If it's time to let it go, let it go. If he wants to come back to you, he will. But it's time to let it go. Don't want to be in the way of not letting go. That will be very painful. It will hurt too much. Be aware of what you're creating by not letting go, if you're not letting go. Be aware of the possibilities of what you're creating by letting things go. Ask yourself a question. What will my life be like in 5 years if I do this? My life be like in 5 years if I do this other stuff? And see which one feels more expansive, which one feels like it opens more doors for you. And follow the energy, follow your gut, follow your awareness. Don't listen to anybody else. Nobody knows better than you what's good for you. Don't give your power away to anybody. And that includes me. My friends, it's been my pleasure and my honor. Thank you. All is well in all of creation. Have a good one. Bye-bye.